Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Mark!
Hey!
Thanks for calling me today.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate the support.
Congratulations on Anesthetic. It's a big week for you.
It is. We're thrilled. It's been a long time coming. We worked hard on it for quite some time, and it's super exciting that it's finally out and people get the chance to hear the whole thing.
Now, obviously, everybody's talking about Cross Off because of the performance with Chester Bennington. So let's just talk about that first, because you just released the video for the song. How long have you been sitting on this, and what was the process and the debate as to whether or not it should come out?
Okay. Well, you know, we've been working on it. I've been working on that song for some time. And Chester, you know, we had the music put together and some of the vocal patterns and melody a little bit put together for the chorus. Chester got involved pretty early in onto the vocal development. And we finished writing it together and we recorded it, I'd say, I don't know exactly, but I think a few months before he passed. So, you know, it's, in terms of whether or not we wanted to put it out, Chester really loved this song. He was very excited about his performance on it. He was thrilled to be able to play on something more aggressive and heavier again, because Linkin Park had been kind of, you know, a little more in the pop vein lately. Great stuff, but not, you know, not that edgy kind of metal sound that they had earlier in their career. So Chester was really excited to get back into that and to scream on some stuff. And so I just know what it meant to him and how much he liked it. So, you know, from that perspective, I really didn't have any hesitation in terms of knowing that he wanted people to hear it.
There's been a huge debate and obviously a newfound awareness for mental health issues, the suicide epidemic. I do a lot of work with military personnel and veterans trying to combat the suicide problem with our armed forces. And a lot of people wonder how it is that someone could be hurting so badly. And you said you were working with him a few months before he passed and that there weren't any kind of outward signs. Same thing with Chris Cornell. But anybody that is a fan, when you go back and read the lyrics, there's a lot of pain and emotion in that music and that legacy that they've left behind.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think as someone who's a lyricist and a songwriter and someone that's creative, I think, at least for my part, it's not uncommon to use your work as a place to channel that kind of energy and as a place to kind of process it and navigate it. So I think that's certainly something I do. And I think it's from having worked with Chester and talked with him about where the lyrics on this song were coming from both of us. It was part of his process as well.
Obviously, you know, a radio station like WAAF that has been playing rock music for decades, when you lose icons like that, you feel like you know the person, even though you really don't, just as a fan of the music. As someone that worked with him, can you just talk a little bit about just what it was like to collaborate with him and to craft a song like Cross Off?
Yeah, I would love to speak on that because, you know, people should know that Chester was incredibly humble. There's no attitude, no ego, no celebrity vibe. He was just someone that was really excited about music. He loved writing and recording. He had a great time in the studio. That's the thing, too. Like, when I hear this song, so the subject matter that him and I were dealing with in lyrically is some pretty heavy stuff. And we did have conversations about where we were coming from with different reference points and different lines. And we had some shared experience, so we sort of vibed on that. And some of that is pretty dark and pretty heavy. But the process of us recording this and being in the room together, we laughed a lot. There was a lot of excitement about the track and how it was coming together. It was a really positive, good experience, like a good mood experience. We had a lot of fun with it. And it was real, kind of felt free. And it was a really positive experience in my life. And you know, we talked about our children. We talked about rock and roll business and touring and stuff. So when I hear this song, I have really, really fond memories of us making it.
The Mark Morton and the Light the Torch tour is coming to the Brighton Music Hall. First of all, I want to congratulate you because you're playing the day after St. Patrick's Day in Boston.
Oh, my. Okay. I hadn't realized that. All right. So everybody should be good and hungover for the show.
Exactly. And this album is a who's who when it comes to rock collaborations. You have got some of my favorites. And I want to get your take on collaborating, first of all, with Josh Todd from Buckcherry, who I've known for years, and he's just such a great guy. So talk to me about working with Josh.
Well, Josh and I kind of worked back. We bounced the song back and forth. He was one of the easier guys to work with because I had put the music together for the song, and so we had an instrumental demo. And it just had this real kind of sleazy swagger, this kind of like Hollywood kind of feel to it. And Josh was the first person I asked. He was interested in hearing the song. I sent him the song, and in the time it took him to listen to it, I think from the time I sent the email, within 10 minutes, I got a reply. He's like, I'm in. And 3 or 4 days later, he had his vocal written and had demoed it. So. And it was pretty much the version that you hear on the album. We recut it. We re-recorded it. But it was, I think it came together pretty quick for us both. So it was just one of those things that felt really natural and came together with not much conflict at all.
Speaking of rock voices, Miles Kennedy is also featured on the album. Does that guy ever sleep? He's everywhere.
Miles is another one of those guys too. I've known Miles for a little bit. He's just the anti-rock star. He's so incredibly talented on so many levels. You know, creatively, as his voice like no other. A great guitar player, great songwriter, and just one of the most humble guys you would ever meet. Just super down to earth, and he was a pleasure to make music with.
On this album, there's 10 tracks, and you've got representation from The Screaming Trees, Buckcherry, Alice in Chains, Korn, Stone Sour, Megadeth, Testament, Arch Enemy, Alter Bridge, Papa Roach, Clutch. And going through this list, one of my favorite bands of all time, you worked with Steve Gorman and Mark Ford from the Black Crowes. And Southern Harmony is one of those albums for me that came out, you know, in one of those years in my life where I was just obsessed. It's one of those desert island albums. Talk to me about those guys because, you know, even though they're not together anymore, they're one of those bands for me that just still hold the torch for rock and roll for me.
So I'm glad you bring that up because I could go on and on about the Crowes. You and I could probably talk for hours about the Black Crowes. I'm such a mega fan. Me Too, Southern Harmony is one of those albums for me. Amorica is as well. And on through the collection, Black Crowes are one of my favorite rock bands. Steve Gorman, one of my top three favorite living drummers. And that's what I told him when I reached out to him. I got two of my favorite drummers in the world on this album, John Paul Gaster from Clutch and Steve Gorman from the Black Crowes. But Steve has this pocket, this kind of pulse to his playing that I really wanted for a couple songs on the album. And he was awesome to get in the studio. I had him and Mike Inez from Alice in Chains in the studio at the same time on the same day. It was really exciting for me because I am such a massive fan. Mark Ford is the only guest guitar player on the album. I did all the guitars on the album and had intended to, except for his solo, and had intended to do all of them. But when I was working with Gorman, I started telling him, you know, what a massive Crowes fan I am. And he's like, well, why don't you call Mark? And I said, well, give me his number. So I hit Mark Ford up, and he was down to do it. And he came in and he played the lead on one of the songs we were working on, a song called Axis, which features Mark Lanegan, Mike Inez, Steve Gorman, Mark Ford, and Miles Kennedy on backup vocals, and I'm playing on it too. So that's kind of a dream band, dream moment for me.
But when you go now to go out on the road, you can't kidnap these guys in your tour bus and drag them on the road with you. So how do you put a band together that's got to replicate these performances on this record to actually be able to tour?
Yeah, we would need a fleet of tour buses to bring everybody on the album out. So I think the strategy here with the live shows is not to necessarily replicate the performances on the album, but just represent the songs. So we put together a really cool band with some great players and some great friends. Mark Morales from Sons of Texas, who sings the song Blur on the album, he's going to be our live singer. And, you know, he's going to make him his own, and he's a fantastic singer. And we're going to have a lot of fun with it. We're going to stretch out and have a good time with it. And we'll have some guests coming out along the way to pop up and maybe sing the songs that they sang or play on the songs that they played on. And we're just going to have a good time with it.
Well, your show in Boston is at the Brighton Music Hall. It's on March 18th. The album that we're talking about, Anesthetic, came out just this past Friday on March 1st. And having worked on this project for so long, especially with all of the buzz that it got because Chester appears on the album, it's got to feel good that it's finally out there and you can get everybody to listen to it now, right?
It is. It's really exciting. We have been working on it for a long time, and the rollout, you know, with the first couple songs getting out there. And so for now, I'm just thrilled for everyone to hear the whole thing. It's a very diverse album. There's a lot of amazing guests on it, a lot of awesome combos that you don't get anywhere else, different people playing together. So it's a fun listen, and I'm really proud of it. So I hope people can check it out.
Well, Mark, when you're in town, I'd love to have you come up and pay a visit in the studio. We're not that far from the Brighton Music Hall, and there shouldn't be too many people on the road because they'll all be hung over.
Right on. Well, maybe we can work that out. I'm down.
I really appreciate you calling me today. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the record. And anytime you want to sit around and talk Black Crowes for hours, if anybody else would be bored doing that, you call me and I am in.
Right on. It sounds like a plan. Thanks for your time and support. I really appreciate it.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.